Anyway, welcome, folks, to today's Encore Show. From July the 9th of 2018, Bob Green is a grocery store owner. As you know, he owns Fraser Foods. Bob Green's had many incarnations, that's the word, incartation. And he's had many of them on our show. But this is one where, and this is where Bob eventually landed. He is a grocery store owner of the CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. And this cat has decided, for whatever reason, because God knows Bob doesn't need the money, he has decided that he's going to become a dancer at bachelorette parties. By God, he's got the music, and he's got what he thinks is a great gimmick, and that is he dances fully clothed in a three-piece suit. He's 5'6". Look, what did Satchel Paige say? Dance as if no one's watching. Well, I guess that's not really Bob Green, but I think in his mind, somehow he's been able to affect it. So let's listen now to July the 9th of 2018, 1 year ago today, as we listen to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Encore. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, in association with Phil Hendry and philhendryshow.com, along with Siempre Incorporated, presents Bob Green Today. Yes, this is General Galen Shaw. I'll be your moderator for another edition.
Yeah, start that again.
All right. I don't need to have...
Let's just start it again.
Hold on. We're starting it again. Shit.
Did that shit go out?
I don't think it went out, no.
Because I don't need egg on my face, you know.
That didn't go out, Mr. Green.
All right. Let's just do it. I don't want to be nitpicky, but... I want it clean, I want it sweet, because today we're debuting my new theme music.
Yeah, you got it. The Phil Hendry Show Network, in association with philhendryshow.com and Siempre Incorporated, now presents Bob Green Today. Yes, Bob Green, a successful businessman, the CEO of Fraser Foods, and a great humanitarian and philanthropist, will present his views on the state of the world and the USA in particular here on Bob Green Today. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Thanks a lot, General Shaw. This is Bob Green. I am the host of Bob Green Today.
Bob Green Today will feature Bob's views on the latest from the international, national, and local scenes.
Thank you very much, General. I'm Bob Green, and I am the host of Bob Green Today.
Bob Green will also bring his business expertise and his many years as the CEO of a major company to bear on Bob Green Today.
Thank you very much, General. I'm Bob Green, and I'm the host of Bob Green Today.
And now here's Bob Green.
All right. Can we just keep going? You can cut this out? Yeah, because he's laughing.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, you have to forgive me for laughing.
Thank you very much, General Shaw, and welcome here to Bob Green Today. I am Bob Green, and I am the CEO of Fraser Foods, a massively major and huge, grocery concern, shopping supermarket concern in the Southwest. I have come up massively time and again in providing the very best in meat, dairy, poultry, fish, and dry goods for my customers and the many people that do come in and out of Fraser Foods. We've got a lot of people, it being California.
There's a lot of transient traffic.
Absolutely. The word transient makes you sound, doesn't make you sound, General. It makes it sound like we have nothing but bums coming in there, and I don't mean anything.
Well, transient technically is, I didn't say Texas.
Well, you did. You said transient is from Texas?
No, transient technically.
Oh, I got it.
Means.
Did I hear a fart?
No, that's the chair.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Transient.
We can cut all this, excuse me, General Bud, we can cut all this out, right?
Yeah, all the stuff that you want cut out, we'll cut it out.
Great, go ahead.
Transient means moving from here to there. It is not stationary. And so the transient population, if you will, of Southern California is significant, and therefore you're going to have a lot of that coming in and out of Fraser Foods.
Exactly. There you go. Bingo. And as the CEO and also the local store manager at Buena Park, which is our main store, I see a lot of these transient people coming in and out. You know, now that you mention it, I don't want to say they look like bums, but...
Well, some of them do.
Well, I get a lot of these people, and you remember what I said? and it has come to pass, and we're all going to pay the price down the road. I said that the bags.
Oh, that's right. The hemp bags and the.
Yeah, bringing your own bags in, and you know, and Trader Joe's is now selling bags. Everybody provides bags. We have to provide bags by law, but I don't have any bag that says Fraser Foods on it that I can give the hippies or these people that look like they slept under a bridge and now they're in my store and they're picking out walnuts or something. I don't know.
All right, Bill, but people should know that you are serving a very decided, suburban, settled...
Yeah, we're serving families.
Absolutely, serving families throughout Southern California. Well, Bob, so the transient nature of the Buena Park store means that you see a lot of different kinds of tastes in food.
Yeah, I can see you're trying to save me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
No, I'm not trying to save you. I'm just giving you...
What I wanted to say was, yeah, the transient nature of California is I do see a lot of people coming in and out of our store. Yeah, some of them look like creeps, and I probably shouldn't say that, but most of them, 99%, maybe not 90, maybe about 90, 85?
Yeah, 85 or 80%.
80% don't look like creeps. They look like great people, and we're happy to have them at Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California.
Bob Green Today, a presentation of the Phil Henry Show Network, philhenryshow.com, and Siempre Incorporated. And now Bob will launch into his first topic.
It's kind of funny that we're playing this song, Caravan, because it figures in a story that I want to tell you. About, 10 years ago now, 10, 12 years ago, Phil Henry had on his show a guest by the name of Chris Norton. I'm sure you've heard of Chris Norton. This is a young man who's involved in the adult film business. He claims to have been a dancer at bachelorette parties where he went in wearing clothes and never had to take his clothes off because his dancing was so sexy that the women were satisfied with him just dancing around the room.
Why don't you take it again?
Just cut it out.
You all right?
What? Give me a napkin or something. I almost sneezed. And he would dance around the room fully clothed.
That would be, maybe you need some...
Now, you got any of that Benadryl?
I'll go get some right away.
Thank you. That he would dance around the room fully clothed.
Now, there's a sneeze.
Wow, I apologize. Can we cut all this out?
Yeah. Anything you want, cut it out. I could cut it out of it. I could cut it out of it.
You could cut it out of it?
I could cut it out.
Yeah, he can cut anything out that you want.
Okay. Would you have Mr. Henry call me, by the way, after the show? Nothing you guys have done, but I want to make sure that all of this gets cut out.
You got it.
Okay, I'll call him right now if you want.
No, it's all right. We can wait. So, as I was saying, this Mr. Norton claimed that he could dance around a room full of women, fully clothed, and they'd be tossing money at him. Mr. Norton is not the first person to have done that. As a matter of fact, he's not the first person to have that idea. He's not the first person, and I don't know. Did you ever find out, General, if he actually made money doing that?
I didn't know anything about it. I know that young Mr. Norton is an adult film producer, director now, as well as a performer.
He says he's a performer, huh?
Yes, he does.
Well, I think that's pretty funny, because that means... So what's that mean? He's got one...
Allegedly, he's got one like the Wad.
He's got one like Johnny Wad. Bull. You know, I don't buy that. But anyway...
Well, I don't know. I guess, don't you have to... Somehow?
I'm sure he's a director, but not a performer. Not one that they go to, you know, he's not a go-to guy, you know?
Yeah, not a money shot guy.
Yeah, I don't think he is. So, what I'm saying is the following. I invented the Bob Green Dance Service some 15 years ago while I was getting the Buena Park store up and running, and I went to bachelorette parties and danced in a suit. Okay?
Did you get...
The women liked it, huh?
Yeah, they loved it. They loved it. And in a suit of clothes, but I would dance, yeah.
You put some sexual...
Put sexual energy into it?
I did. I put a lot of sexual moves into it. I'd go right up to women at these bachelorette parties, and I'd have on a three-piece suit, and I'd just kind of go up to them going... And I go up to them going, what about this, huh? You can't touch this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you're doing all the moves that a dancer would do.
Doing all the sexy moves a dancer does. But I'm doing it in a three-piece dark blue... But I'm doing it in a three-piece dark blue suit.
God, man.
No, that is... Sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, I do it. A three-piece dark blue suit, navy blue suit, with a white shirt and a striped tie. So in other words, you look like you're on your way to just a... I look like a lawyer downtown, right? I look like I'm on Hill Street going into the court building there, like I'm a lawyer. And now, did you do this on purpose? No, well, yes. My feeling was the following thing, General. I'm sick and tired of the pornography and the filth and the dirt that permeates society. Even women gathering for a bachelorette party are inundated with these guys that come in... with these guys that come in swinging it around like it's a lasso or something. I mean, you've seen these things?
Well, I wouldn't know. Yeah, I've heard about it.
Well, I'm not saying that I know either, but I've heard, yeah, just like Bud said. And they're weighing...
My name's Bud, not Butt.
I said Bud. Didn't I say Bud? It sounded like you said Butt. I apologize. Cut that out.
Okay.
And they come in, and they've got on one of these thongs with the pulled... Shit.
I don't know if I'm going to make it through this.
And they come on wearing these thongs... with the damn thing pulled right up the ass. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, these guys, well, that's how they make their living.
Well, yeah, a lot of them make their living that way, and I think a lot of them have low morals. You know, they don't have no morality. And so they become dancers at these bachelor parties, and the next thing you know, the women are paying for it. And I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, do you think that's of epidemic proportions?
I do, bud. I think that we have a problem with that. So what I did with Bob Green today... What I did with the Bob Green Dance Service is I put an ad in some of these papers like the LA Nightlife, LA Weekly.
You know, a lot of these ones you see laying on the sidewalk.
Well,
I don't mean that, but they're generally free.
Yeah, they're generally free, and I put it in the back pages, which is where you're going to find a lot of that filth. But the ad said, a clean dance act for your bachelorette party, Bob Green. And here's the music, and this is the part that I was very proud of. We heard a taste of it as we were coming in here on the show. Here it is. This is a thing called Caravan. Yeah. So I'm in a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
Wait, kill it for a minute. I can see you guys are trying to laugh or something.
No, I was not laughing, no. I was blowing my nose. I wasn't laughing.
Oh, no, you definitely were. You went hee-hee like that.
No, I felt I had a kink in my neck, and I also saw something on the board that was scaring me.
What did you see on the board that was scaring you?
It looked like the VU meter peaked.
It's seriously, Bob, we're listening to you. Why would you, are people laughing at you?
I think I don't need to tell you, I don't think I need to remind you that I've got an ex-girlfriend, Terry, who is probably sitting out there right now going hee-hee, ha-ha-ha. Here goes Bob with his Bob Green dance service. Because she was my girlfriend at the time, and she said to me, you're going to stiff like nothing's ever stiffed before. And I said, if you mean, well...
You're talking about your...
Yeah, I said, if you mean stiff as in... And I pointed down and went, I mouthed the word, dick.
Yeah.
I said, you're onto something. But no, I'm not going to stiff. Anyway, here's the music. So I would start up, ladies and gentlemen, the Bob Green dance service is in your home. Now, and then the only thing I would do is I'd take my jacket off and swing it over my head. Yeah. And I would just kind of dance toward each woman.
Now, would you turn around and...
Yeah, did you give them a good look?
Well, I mean, you know, you turn and you kind of show them what you got. It's not like that, though. But yeah, I did. And then I'd go to each chick, and then I'd... In the middle of the,
you call women chicks. I don't know if that's,
Well, I never called them chicks to their faces.
All right.
And right there, right where it goes, right? Okay, hold on, take, there. That's where I whip my coat off, and I fall backwards on one hand, and then on the other hand, and on the other hand.
Oh, I've seen that move.
Yeah, that takes a lot of skill and everything.
You got it. That's Bob Green. And I fall backwards, I'm on one hand, I'm on the other hand, I'm on the other hand, and the coat is draped right across my midsection. And then the next, here, I'll show you the move. So it's going like this. Right, so I'm just... And then I go to all the leads, here's my big move. Yeah!
And you fall backwards.
I fall backwards and my coat lands right crotch high, if you'll pardon me. I'm going one hand, one hand, one hand. Now I jump up in the air, I twirl. I land, and then I go back into doing
Go back into just doing those hunch moves, you know?
Get those hip thrusts.
I see.
Kill it. Kill the music. I'm getting the idea here that you... Now, Bud, you're okay, but General...
General what?
Well, you're going, I see. There's not a whole lot of enthusiasm.
Well, Bob, I think it's... I'm very enthusiastic for your business idea. You must understand I'm a grandfather as well as a father and a veteran, so I have certain traditional views.
I get it. Say no more. That's okay. I understand. Well, if you can, General, think about this in terms of the younger kids today, the younger women. They want a guy, and I don't want to be egotistical, but like Bob Green, I come in and I'm showing them something that they ordinarily don't get in life.
Well, I will tell you that I appreciate the fact that you're fully clothed. Now, you are saying that you're hunching what?
I'm hunching my coat. Excuse me, folks. What we mean by hunch...
Yeah, talk about like you're trying to do it to something.
Hold on for a minute.
Bud, let him do it.
Sorry.
What we mean by hunch is a very innocent hip thrust toward a woman's face.
Yeah, but it's not anything that's not anything onerous or invasive.
I wouldn't say so, though. That's what you do when you're doing these dances for bachelorette parties. And I do the hip thrust, and I hunch each woman's face. Excuse me for saying that. Ordinarily, I don't sell it that way, but these guys are asking me.
Well, I didn't want you to give anything away.
It's not like I'm giving something away. It's something I don't want women to take the wrong way. Then I twirl into the middle of the room.
Now, you say you twirl. Do you literally do a...
I do. I do like a 360. I do two 360s into the middle of the room and then start dancing. And then comes the part, Bud, that if you won't mind... Wait. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah! Woo! So there you go, and it was a business.
Now, did you do good business?
Here's the thing that I want to tell you about. This was during a period of time, I think, when the conservatives were still running the show, which I am a conservative. Believe me, I am a Donald Trump supporter 100%. However, I do think that I'm a Donald Trump supporter, and I'm a supporter of traditional Christian family values. But I think those of us that do support traditional Christian family values and support Donald Trump also can do bachelorette parties and not be, if you'll pardon the expression, I guess...
Like a douchebag.
A douchebag, yeah. So that's why I came up with this idea of doing it fully clothed.
Yeah, but you say that Chris Norton did it.
That Chris Norton kid, he's in his slacks. It's a whole different thing. So that was the business of Bob Green... And I did this at a time, though, when there was a lot of conservative views going on about the Iraq war and all that stuff.
All right, so I guess the question is...
I know what your question is. Did I make money? And I'm getting to that.
But was it successful?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. I was hired one time.
Well, that's not very good.
Wait a minute. I was hired twice. Now, you got to understand something. The women loved it, okay? The first time... I was paid in full, and...
Now, did you ask for tips?
Yes, I did ask for tips, and I did not make that many, because I think the women were so stunned by how good it was, they forgot to...
Yeah, they forgot to tip you.
Yeah, and I didn't press the issue. I just said, and by the way, shop at Fraser Foods, and I left some brochures.
So you were pushing the store.
That's pretty smart, Mr. Green.
Thank you. I thought I was. Yeah, I would say I'd do the dance, and in fact, during the initial dance, right here... I've got, sitting on a chair, I have flyers for Fraser Foods, specials on meat and poultry. Okay, now I'm dancing, I'm going to each woman, hip thrust, I'm twirling. Just going,
yeah,
you know, all that stuff.
And at some point, you're going to do your two 360s in the middle of the room.
That's correct, yes.
Huh.
And, I'm doing one step here, one step there. I'm doing a lot of Bob Fosse steps. Two, and a one, two, one, two. Going side to side like that. One, two, yeah. Reaching from each side to each side. Now I twirl. And the coat lands on my crotch.
Yeah, you're going from one hand to one hand to one hand.
Right, I'm backwards on the floor. Then I twirl back up in the air. And I do another side to side move. And I'm really heading side, side, side. And that's when I take the brochures and throw them.
What'd you do?
I throw them up in the air.
Do the women scramble for those?
Well, initially they did, and then they just picked it up and kind of perused it and then threw it back down on the floor. So my second job, I got paid, And then I didn't get hired after that. And the reason I'm pretty well, and I have been informed of this, the reason was it was so, like, it blew everybody away that they couldn't handle how unique it was. Okay, now I'm not saying that I was the sexiest guy in the world, but the uniqueness of it combined with the newness of it did create a sexual tension. I think I've heard
Pastor Rennick.
I've heard of Pastor Rennick mention that, and now I know what he means. It created a sexual tension whereby the women couldn't get the money out of the purse for the I don't know.
Well, okay, so you're getting to the truth here, and I think,
No,
you're getting to the truth. You're trying to come up with all kinds of reasons why the business failed, didn't it?
I'm not going to go there. I'm not going
to
go there.
All right, but you're trying to come up with a bunch of reasons why it failed that have nothing to do with you. It's just the circumstance. I'm saying that the business failed because it's just too weird for words.
Uh-huh.
It's too weird for words. What's too weird for words?
Then you're going to go to a bachelorette party and just go, hey, do-do-do-do-do. Give me a break, man. Imagine if I did that.
If you did that, you'd clear the room. You'd clear three city blocks, bud, if you did it. If I do it, I'm Bob Green. And I'm 5'6", so what? Here we go. Look at this.
Well, we got some phone calls.
Yeah, I got a couple of phone calls.
All right, bring them on.
Go ahead, sir.
And who is this?
That guy's name is Dave.
Here's Dave in Tustin. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hey. My wife was at that bachelorette party that you were. Was that a couple of years ago?
As a matter of fact, yes, it was.
Okay, she was at that, and she said that you took the back of her head and didn't do anything more than just grab the back of her head and pretend like you were trying to push her face under your crotch. Is that right?
I would not put it that way, sir.
That's about my... What? I can't hear the gentleman with that music.
Why don't you turn the music off?
No. Keep the music on. You don't mind, sir, if I have my dance music on?
As long as I can... Okay. I can hear you now. So you're claiming that you didn't do... She says... At the party.
What I do, sir, is I go to each woman, and depending upon the woman, I'll either grab the back of her head. It's not what you think.
Oh, it's not what I think. Well, what is it? Please explain.
I'm not trying to get her to do, you know, I just want her to take a good long look.
Take a good long look. You're at Fraser Foods, right?
That's right. Sir, trust me when I tell you, you don't want to mess with Bob Green.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
And your wife, if she had any kind of problem with me, she could have called the police that night, and I didn't have any police, and I don't know what she'd call the police for.
Yeah, well, what would she call the cops for?
I think, sexual battery.
What? No, I'm sorry, sir.
You don't think so, huh?
I honestly don't. I did not do anything of the sort. And I think I remember your wife. Was she a little blonde lady with glasses and a big nose?
it doesn't matter what she looks like.
No, I'm just... Is that who she was?
Yeah, maybe that was her. What about her?
Okay, I mean...
Oh, I see. That doesn't come up to your standards, huh?
I'm not saying I have standards.
No, I know you don't have standards.
No, I'm saying I didn't do what you said that I did do. All right? And I had nothing but respect. And as a matter of fact, I gave your wife an extra flyer that's good for a coupon for half off.
No, I don't eat that much watermelon.
Did we lose the, we lost the contact, we lost contact with the call. There it is, folks. Caravan, the Bob Green Dance Service. Coming back, my thoughts on work camps for political dissidents.
Bob Green today on the world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
And now, Bob Green Today returns.
Thanks very much, General. As you know, I came out publicly a few weeks ago endorsing the idea of work camps for political dissidents. Now, I know it's a very extreme idea, but we've had a lot of criticism and a lot of, people are bellyaching a lot. And I thought a cooling off period of no more than, say, 6 months for people that are just a little too loud and a little too... You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's very un-American.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's telling me how un-American it is. I think we have a government in place right now that we got to give a chance to. That is the Donald Trump government. And everybody's, you're crying about this and crying about that.
Well, some of the stuff is very legitimate. Did you just hear the news today where the United Nations voting to endorse breastfeeding babies and the U.S. is against that?
Well, do you know why the U.S. is against breastfeeding babies? Now, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with breastfeeding babies. If it was up to me, you could breastfeed them all day long right there in my office, Bob Green, you know, where I...
Anyway, Bob...
I'm sorry, I digress.
Yeah, anyway, Bob, through the United Nations endorsing breastfeeding babies, and the U.S. stands against that.
I'll tell you why. There are a great many baby formulas and a lot of really good supplements and vitamins and nutritional additives and stuff like that that you can buy and put into regular milk, and you don't have to breastfeed the kid. You can, you know, have all this really good reinforced stuff.
Then why the United Nations, with all of the doctors that they have, say that's better?
I don't know. Most of these United Nations doctors come from third world countries where they never heard of, baby laxatives or whatever they got.
Baby laxatives?
Well, you know, sometimes you need that. Some kids get stopped up like a plugged sewer. Believe me, I know.
Well, how do you know?
My nephew, never mind. My nephew, by the way, is now 20, and I remind him of that. I go, yeah, I met him and his girl named Darlene. I said, I'm sure you like my nephew. You should have seen him when he's an infant. And it came out of there like a fire hose. But anyway, I think all of these people complaining, like what you just said, General, about they want to breastfeed their baby when there's all these great products.
Well, a lot of people think that the reason why the United Nations or the United States is against that.
I know why the United States is against it, because we've got hardworking manufacturers of baby formula, baby vitamins, baby laxative, all kinds of stuff for babies, and they're being undercut by these women that are staying home, sticking it in the kids' face.
Well, God.
Let's go to a phone call here. It's Rose. Hello, Rose. You're on the Bob Green Show. Bob Green Today.
Hi, Bob. This is Rose.
Yeah, Rose.
I had 6 children. I had 3 sons and 3 daughters. I breastfed all of them because that is the healthiest nutrient, and it's the healthiest kind of nutrition that they're going to get at that age, and also it's a bonding experience for mother and child. You seem to be earnest in pushing products.
If I could interrupt.
No, I want to finish this point. You seem to be in earnest.
Yeah, but the program is Bob Green Today, so I should be allowed to.
I know what your program is called. I'm listening to your program. But if a caller can't make their point...
Well, Bob, why don't you go ahead and let the lady finish? I understand that, but I just don't want anybody to get the idea that I get, you know, pushed around on this show.
No one's pushing you around.
I'm not pushing you around. You can hang up anytime you want.
That is true.
All right. So I'm just saying that it is a great bonding experience, and it is also healthier for the child than to have yourself, a grocer, and other people who have certain concerns, other people with a vested interest, to be pitching all kinds of shit.
That was the lady by the name of Rose.
Yeah, I heard that, and I heard... Are we cutting that out?
Yeah, good. We'll make sure it's cut it out.
Because I get the idea, I don't want anybody getting the idea that anybody gets to give me a load like that, and that I don't get to jump in. So let's cut as if I'm cutting her off, okay?
What?
I'm going to talk like I'm cutting her off.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. All right, I've heard just about enough out of your big fat mouth, Rose. Get out of here. Rose, we're giving you the Bob Green heave-ho. Now, let me tell you something. I don't take any load from any woman. I sell a lot of products to a lot of ladies. I know the challenges of mothers, and I know the challenges of kids. I know the challenges of grandmothers, and larger than small kids. Cut all that out. It sounds stupid. It sounds like I'm retarded.
Okay.
But the thing that I am there for is to also sell the products of the people what supply me, see? So it's the Bob Green heave-ho for you, and don't forget to buy Bob Green infant formula at Fraser Foods.
Did I interrupt? That sounds very...
Whoa. Now you're interrupting the program again.
That sounded kind of bad.
It sounds bad, yeah.
All right. Bob Green fires the engineer.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding. So, I'll tell you. Here's the whole point of what it is, what I'm trying to say. Now I forget what it is I'm trying to say.
You're the work camp.
Oh, yeah. That lady there is an example of a person that I would put into a work camp for 30 days just so she can figure out where it is she stands. She sounds confused. You know, I really like breastfeeding. And she didn't have very good reasons for it. You know, she said, it's healthy and I bond with the kids. What about the people at Carnation? What about all these dairy products? What about all these infant formula companies? What do? Do they just stand around and sell it on a street corner like they're bums? Do they put on one of those sandwich boards and walk up and down the street and go, hey, we got infant formula, we got, you know, infant vitamins, like they're nothing but two-bit bums out of the Depression, sleeping under a bridge, hopping boxcars, and then going down to the baby food store and putting on a board like that, a sandwich board, and selling baby formula for 2 hours out of the day, just enough to get them a bottle of wine. I'm telling you, it really makes me angry.
Well, there you go, folks. That's
Bob Green's My Humble Opinion. Well, I'd say that this was a successful, well, I don't know.
No, it was successful. Successful Bob Green today.
We covered a lot of topics. And I know that we had a lot of stops and starts and a lot of edits to make because there was a lot of really sloppy, unprofessional stuff. Guys sneezing, blowing their noses, having a hard time breathing.
Yeah, just let it hit.
Let me ask some. Is there usually, people usually have a hard time breathing?
Doing what?
Doing this radio shows or podcasts or netcasts, whatever.
Not that I'm aware of, but hey, there's a first for everything.
Uh-huh. Anyway, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Another Bob Green today in the books. Another one. This will last you for months, just thinking about the stuff that I did right here today.
Yeah, that's true. I'll be thinking about it for months.
See, I...
Bob Green Today, a presentation of world-famous Phil Henry Show website and Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Bob Green Today is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated on Podcast One.
So long, everybody. I'm Bob Green.
Didn't say today.
Oh, I'm Bob Green Today. Well, that sounds like I'll be somebody else tomorrow.
Don't worry about it.